How digital technology has changed espionage. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Scientists working for U.S. intelligence have come up with some nifty ways to steal and communicate secrets over the years, from ballpoint pens that conceal tiny cameras to a freeze-dried rat with a hollow abdomen to hide information. These days, of course, the spy game of covert communications is played out digitally on computers, mobile phones, and the internet. H. Keith Melton is co-author of Spycraft, The Secret History of the CIA's Spy Techs from Communism to Al-Qaeda.
Throughout history, but certainly in the World War II and the Cold War, spying was most often that of, can I find an agent, recruit them, give them some form of a small camera, hopefully they have access to some secrets, a few documents, a map, a schematic, and then having the technology to get that film secretly out. And espionage was usually contained in that handful of documents or a file, a few hundred photographs at most. Well, at the end of the Cold War, we began to see that though that was one measure of success, with the advent of computers and networks and where entire libraries were now digitally archived, it was exponentially more profitable in terms of success. If we could simply get a person to penetrate a network, instead of stealing 100 documents, maybe we'd be looking at stealing millions of documents and virtually mirroring this entire digital archive.
In general, how is American intelligence keeping up with that radical change?
Years ago, the National Security Agency, 25 years ago, could comfortably operate using technologies that were years more advanced than the commercial sector. Well, as the pace of innovation has accelerated, now government's biggest challenge is how do we keep up with the commercial sector and how can we possibly, honoring secrecy and due diligence, how can we get these new cutting-edge technologies, how do we incorporate them before they're widely distributed? It exactly reversed the position of several decades ago.
You say in Spycraft that the biggest impact of digital technology has probably been on covert communications, right?
Covert communications is the essence of espionage. Without communication, espionage does not exist. The Holy Grail has always been a way for an agent and his handler to communicate at will anonymously and safely. Think of the acronym SPAM. You want to communicate securely where the message is unreadable other than to the recipients. You want it personal, between the individuals only. You want to avoid traffic analysis. You don't want to be able to detect the message simply by analyzing the pattern. And finally, you want to mask the very existence of the communication. In some ways, they're much easier to do with old analog systems, such as dead drops, where individuals would leave something at a base of a tree in a dark park at a choreographed time. One person leaves it. A few minutes later, someone in the night clears it, and they use a location once and only once.
Intelligence historian H. Keith Melton is author of Spycraft, which has just come out on paperback. We'll have more of our conversation tomorrow. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.